The extraordinary Glenn Gould. That was the Prelude and Fugue number 3 in C sharp from the Well-Tempered Clavier, Book 1, music by his beloved Bach. Absolute perfection, Brian. I could not agree more. You've chosen, though, a very different piece of music for us to listen to next, which is Beethoven.
It is.
And it is not Glenn Gould all by himself with a microphone. It is with the American Symphony Orchestra, the Adagio from the Emperor Concerto, led by Leopold Stokowski.
Right. And this illustrates a number of points. First of all, I'm indulging myself because it is one of my two or three favorite, absolute favorite Glenn Gould recordings. And this movement always sends me to heaven. But it's because he saw in Stokowski a kind of a precursor and a heroic figure, because Stokowski had been a great experimenter with technology. He made some of the very first stereo recordings in the early 1920s with Bell Laboratories. He made a 9-channel stereophonic soundtrack for the movie Fantasia, and was always trying to exploit the ability of technology to make the musical experience more intense and dynamic. As well, of course, Stokowski loved 20th century music and was a champion of Schoenberg, which endeared him to Gould as well. So this is their one and only encounter together. And it is, I think, something that captures another aspect of why Gould turned to the recording studio. For him, the ultimate objective in music was to achieve a state that he called ecstasy. And that goes back to classical Greece with the idea of a spiritually elevated state so great that one actually leaves the body and is almost in another world outside of oneself, freed from the ego, in a world of contemplation and pure beauty. And I think this track takes us there like almost nothing else.
So this would definitely be one to turn off anything that's around, turn off your phone, stop the dishwasher if that's what's going on. Just sit down and listen. And let's have Glenn Gould and Stokowski take us somewhere else.